part 5 of our Buzz Bubble special feature with Alex Boguski at the Fearless Cottage. Now back to our host, Kevin Kelly.
I was recently at Martin Agency with Mike Hughes, and he talks about...
I got a call from Alex Boguski, and he was just bringing in his new agency president, and he wanted to come learn from the Martin Agency, come spend a day with us. I said, sure, and he came up and spent the day, and then he went like this, so...
Quote, unquote. You remember that? You remember and how important that was, and that, you know, did you really take a lot away from that?
We went to see a few agencies, and people were pretty cool about letting us in and talking about stuff, and we were just trying to get educated. Well, Mike might not like this part of the story, I think he knows this is true. What it was Jeff and I, Jeff Hicks, and we went and saw Goodby, and we went and saw a few others, and Mike, and where we. As we were flying back and talking to each other about what we had learned, our take was that no one really knew anything that we didn't know. So what we learned was that we didn't have to learn anything else, which sounds kind of arrogant, but it's really, you're lucky if you ever get to that space.
Right.
And
learning and doing is right, and stop questioning it.
You know what it was? It was learning that the best in the business are sort of making it up as they go along, and that's okay.
Yeah.
Because before that, you think, I need this degree, and then I need to go to this school, and I need to read these books, and at some point...
There's a handbook that I haven't seen.
I'll just know marketing, right? And the most powerful moment for us was, everyone's making it up, so what are we going to make up?
Yeah.
And the boom was... We started making up our own philosophy.
We made this list.
And at that new business, the Mirror New Business, I actually went through and I pulled up a slide of the rules that basically came right after those meetings, which were the 10 old rules of marketing and the 10 new rules of marketing. And made them up, you know.
I'd love to see those slides.
They're in that presentation, and they hold up.
Okay.
You know, 10 years later, 11 years later, they have come true, and you can use them. I wouldn't, because they're rules that probably you have to change again.
Right.
So, you know, I think you'd have to cast them as the old rules now. Some of them, it might be difficult, but so I remember the first time we'd made up the rules, we were in a new business meeting, and we were unveiling our old rules and new rules. And for the first time in my career, I saw people like writing down everything that was on the screen. And part of me is thinking, yes. And the other part of me is thinking, no, we just made that up. It's not real. We just made it up. But things that are made up are real. I mean, that's a hard thing to begin to understand, is that someone has to make it up. And all the rules that exist, someone made up and we all bought into, and then those will be overturned, but they'll be overturned by someone else making up an educated guess, but it's an educated guess, and it's also specific to them. So we made up rules that were rules that we could really believe in and be passionate about. We left out rules that we didn't care about that might be rules and might be great foundation for another organization.
But they're a catalyst for, whether they're right or wrong, somebody may follow them and somebody look at that and say, there's a reason to break it and start a new rule.
If you can get everyone to follow them, they're right. That's the crazy thing about rules.
Makes sense.
Or taking there was one time where I remember thinking, this was a huge mistake too, I think, in retrospect, where I remember saying, okay, I want to make us the model of what an agency should be, right? And it was very conscious, and then we went about doing the PR and releasing the pieces and having the speeches and doing all that stuff.
Right.
And it wasn't that methodical, but we're gonna do this. And then we set about it. It happened so fast.
Really?
And in a way, and it was a pain in the ass. Honestly, it was like, I wish I never did that, because it really was not the point to be the prototype.
Right.
People should not try to make another version of another Crispin, right?
Which, if I was here a year ago, you would have shaken your finger at me saying, no, don't try and be crisp. You
know, I would have said the same. By then, I would have said the same thing. But there was a time where I was really encouraging people, you should try to be crisp. The good news, if you're crisp, is if everyone's trying to emulate you, you are absolutely right. But what was disappointing is how easy it was to convince most of the industry that, yeah, this is the model. Right.
I think when you said you were early on, you said you looked at Fallon. Like, that was like, you know, let's see what they do. And like, yeah, model ourselves after them. Kind of like
which
rules.
Which everybody did. Like, it's totally.
It's like rules. You know, you took the ones that worked for you and you broke the ones that didn't. And,
but
it was a place to say, okay, we're going to start by modeling our design.
If Fallon already exists and then I say, I'm gonna learn from Fallon and do what they did, how successful could we be as Crispin? Not very, really. You have to, if you want stratospheric kind of success, you have to model and create a different cell and a different process so that there's only one place you can get it. Now over time, more people may say, okay, I really like that model. All of that actually feeds it more energy into the originator.
Right.
It's not that hard. That's the secret.
Start writing it down.
Well, you know, what's hard about it is to do it, I think.
Right.
It's not hard. It's a little hard to think about it. And it could take months, you know, but it won't take longer than that. And you can, but we've got to be really diligent about not pulling in anyone else's stuff, not building off of anyone else's stuff and creating something that's totally unique. But
how do you create that line between the model and the originality?
Like the old model?
Well, you said you can model yourself, but make sure it's your own and different. That's a tough line.
The easiest way to do it is, so what is accepted right now? So say you take the world of interactive agencies or digital agencies. I would start by writing down, what do they all believe? What do they all practice? What are the accepted ways of doing business? And then one by one, see if you can articulate doing the exact opposite, right? So go through each facet of that business model and do the inverse. The inverse is the easiest way to get to something that won't actually be the opposite. It'll just be different enough. Doing things that are 30 degrees different, that's really difficult to do. So go for 180.
Right.
Make a big list of what's 180 degrees from what everyone else is selling, so that you, when you walk into a meeting, you're walking in after somebody has said something, and you're the guy that says, let me tell you, that is 180 degrees from right. Now,
that's exactly how we like to go into a pitch. I never want to be...
Yeah, you don't want to be in the middle.
Right, or the same, and, you know, yeah. It's just, I don't want them to have to make
it doesn't always
a difficult decision. I want it to be an obvious decision, or again, we're not the right agency, you know.
Well, I like the position. And I think that we were lucky in that we really, we were absolutely okay with being the odd choice and representing that contrarian point of view.
Yeah.
But if you're not okay with that, you'd have to, you know, have a slightly different approach.
Right. And I think that is that kind of the root of the, somebody also put out a quote, I'm sure it's out of context, that, you know, you never lost a pitch. Never lost a pitch that was
only
right,
lost,
to, right
yeah.
to get.
Yeah. You know, that's just a Zen way to look at things, but,
sure.
But I think it's true. Or you can make it not true for yourself, depending on your approach to things. But we were definitely
your choice
able.
Is the better.
Yeah, it's better. It feels better, and we actually were able to see, wow, we lost that pitch, and look what happened. Mm-hmm. You know, we did that enough times that at some point you're just comfortable with the fact that it's fine. The Silk soy milk was the only pitch that I would say we lost. We should have won it. It's the only one I still wish we won. I wish they would have run the work that we did. It was one of the best campaigns we ever put together, and we didn't win it.
I think that's the most, you know, not getting it. Okay, we can move on. It's the work you do for a pitch that you think is great, and I think it's right for the client, and like all the people put their heart and soul in. You're like, Okay.
Well, this was right for the client, and it was great work. And usually those two things, if they don't choose, you're like, okay, they didn't choose. But I think something went wrong with the cosmos. Like, I just think it felt like it was so close.
Was it the jeans?
And then it didn't happen. It was definitely not jeans.
Let me tell that story, the Ranger or the Land Rover.
Yeah, and who knows if that's true. That's just a story that I had heard. Yeah.
That's a fun one. And you said from that you got, and then Mini came along. What a great, you know.
Yeah, not winning Land Rover was really good for the agency, it turned out.
That's it for part 5 with Alex Boguski at the Fearless Cottage on the Buzz Bubble. Tune in next week for part 6.